Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production.
Now available on Apple Podcasts,
Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Did Joe Biden just start a Democrat civil war? There is more conflict coming in the Democrat ranks than the activist media would ever tell you. We dive into that and so much more. Email us your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com. Please consider supporting us at charliekirk.com/support. And if you guys want to get involved with Turning Point USA, go to tpusa.com. Oh, yeah, by the way, we're giving out signed copies of the MAGA Doctrine. So type in Charlie Kirk, show your podcast provider, hit subscribe, give us a 5-star review, screenshot it, and email it to us at freedom@charliekirk.com, freedom@charliekirk.com. The Democrat Civil War is here, thanks to Joe Biden. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Look, here's the thing about home security companies. Most trap you with very high prices, tricky contracts, and lousy customer support, the worst. So while there's a lot of options out there, there's only one no-brainer to keep your family safe from criminals. The thugs are walking the streets, maybe coming after your family. You have to keep your family safe. That's why you need SimpliSafe. Look, crime is up huge percentages in New York and Los Angeles. They're breaking into homes. They're taking people's stuff. That's why you need SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has everything you need to protect your home with none of the drawbacks of traditional home security. It has an arsenal of sensors and cameras to blanket every room, window and door tailored specifically. Look, I like partnering with SimpliSafe because I know it keeps you safe. I use SimpliSafe for all the property that I care about, and you can set it up in under an hour. All this starts at $15 a month. There's no contract, no pushy sales guys, no hidden fees, no fine print. They are in the business of keeping your family and your loved ones safe. So try SimpliSafe today at simplisafe.com/Charlie. You get a free shipping and a 60-day risk-free trial. There's nothing to lose. That's simplisafe.com/Charlie. Joe Biden has started a Democratic civil war. Bernie Sanders, AOC, and the squad, they all should feel pretty betrayed after the debate between President Trump and Joe Biden. The base of the Democrat Party, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Bernie Sanders, Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar, they are the energy of the Democrat Party. Bernie Sanders was on pace to win the Democrat nomination until the Democrat powers to be realized that Donald Trump would probably beat Bernie Sanders. And then in South Carolina, things changed. The endorsements flowed through and Joe Biden woke up one day and he became the Democrat nominee. It happened gradually, then suddenly for Joe Biden against Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders has now been on the cusp of winning the nomination twice, being robbed twice in two different ways. And just kind of a social media snapshot, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has nearly 7 million Instagram followers. Bernie Sanders has 5.5 million Instagram followers. And Joe Biden only has 4 million. Joe Biden has turned his back on every single core issue that the Democrat base cares about. Every single core issue that the socialists care about. Medicare for all. Joe Biden refused to say if he was Medicare for all. He said it was only for Medicaid and that he wants a public option. And then President Donald Trump brought up the Green New Deal. When he brought up the Green New Deal, Joe Biden says, I don't support that. That's just not true. Hear it for yourself. Play tape.
A great polluting plan.
Do you support the Green New Deal?
Pardon me?
Do you support?
No, I don't support the Green New Deal.
Oh, you don't? Oh, well, that's a big statement.
I support
the radical left.
And then Amy Coney Barrett came up as a topic of conversation. And if you remember, Joe Biden was very careful not to attack Amy Coney Barrett. Instead, Joe Biden sidestepped and said she wants to get rid of women's rights and Roe versus Wade and health care. And he says, I have no problem with the nominee. This is heresy to the base of the Democrat Party. They are relentless in their pathological pursuit to destroy Amy Coney Barrett, personally and otherwise. Play tape.
And the justice, and I have nothing, I'm not opposed to the justice, but she seems like a very fine person.
You have to understand, leftism is a religion to so many people across the country. And one of the things that they worship more than anything else is not just government, but it's the practice of the termination of the unborn. For them, this is a core tenet of the faith of leftism. They pay tithes to it. They, in some ways, worship Planned Parenthood. You cannot even cross the Rubicon of saying one negative thing about the practice of terminating 1 million preborn human beings every single year that die. And yet Joe Biden doesn't attack the woman, Amy Coney Barrett, who very well might undo Roe versus Wade. And then Joe Biden said that he is, quote, I am the Democrat Party, which, of course, alienates the grassroots of the party who are, quote, settling for him. Play tape.
I am the Democratic Party right now. The platform of the Democratic Party is what I, in fact, approved of, what I approved of.
Now, this is really important because it's the door knockers, it's the organizers, it is the energy that Joe Biden needs to be able to win in November. And now, look, Joe Biden is playing a very careful dance here. I actually think he's much more radical than he is putting on. I think Joe Biden is actually far more embracing of these ideas. Just read his website. It says that he supports the Green New Deal. Instead, Joe Biden has very clear programming and marching orders from Central Command. Central Command being the Democrat National Party and the Biden campaign, they have told him very clearly that in order to win the presidency, you must run as a center-right candidate, especially in states like Pennsylvania, Florida, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota, that you must run to the middle, to the right, that despite what everyone says, despite what everyone is in your ear about, you cannot alienate mainstream voters. That's the only reason why Joe Biden is doing this. His true ideology is actually incongruent with the war that he has declared against the Democrat base. Joe Biden saying that I am the Democrat Party, really? Not Nancy Pelosi, not Chuck Schumer, not Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, Ayanna Pressley. Joe Biden also says he doesn't want to defund the police. Play tape.
And I'm totally opposed to defunding the police officers. As a matter of fact, police, local police, the only one defunding in his budget calls for a $400 million cut in local law enforcement assistance. They need more assistance.
Now, this is in direct contradiction to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez saying, no, we absolutely want to defund the police. Play tape.
We should make sure that ICE and CBP are not freewheeling and working with local police departments. There's no rationale or reasoning for that. And so dismantling this, defunding ICE and CBP, along with defunding overfunded departments, police departments, is all part and all linked in very linked and similar fight.
So those are two things that are pretty far apart. You have AOC saying we absolutely want to defund the police and Joe Biden saying that we don't want to defund the police. But how about the Minneapolis City Council when they went on cable television and they said, no, we absolutely want to defund the police. Play tape.
Our commitment is to do what's necessary to keep every single member of our community safe and to tell the truth that the Minneapolis police are not doing that. Our commitment is to end our city's toxic relationship with the Minneapolis Police Department, to end policing as we know it, and to recreate systems of public safety that actually keep us safe.
Joe Biden is doing his best to shake the socialist straitjacket that his party put in him. He's trying to represent his positions to decent, normal voters as being in the mainstream of the political consciousness. But Joe Biden is really playing with dangerous political weaponry here. You see, Democrat base voters, they will soon rebel and they will stay at home. They don't support Biden. And AOC tried to cover for him on Twitter when Kellyanne Conway made the point that we're making right now. AOC was probably either threatened or paid off. Here's what AOC said. This isn't news, Kellyanne. Our differences are exactly why I joined Biden's Climate Unity Task Force, so we could set aside our differences and figure out an aggressive climate plan to address the planetary crisis at our feet. Trump doesn't even know Trump doesn't even believe climate change is real. And this was in response to when Joe Biden said, the Green New Deal is not my plan, going after AOC. So Kellyanne Conway, in a lot of different ways, is trying to highlight the coming schism of a pending Democrat civil war. Look, if you're hungry right now, I got a solution for you. Let me tell you about Good Ranchers. They got the best meat in the country because Good Ranchers began with the standard of bringing top quality, 100% American-born, raised at harvested meat to families across America. This vision was instilled into them from their grandparents that owned community grocery stores and believed in trust, charity, American values. Maybe you're a college student and you're tired of just eating the endless piles of garbage they feed you. Maybe you're a single mother and you just want to be able to feed your kids good protein. Or maybe you're a father with an obligation to put food on the table. Well, why don't you put meat on the table from goodranchers.com. You get 100% American-raised beef right to your door. Beef the way it used to be. I'm a big beef fan. I love meat. It's very important that you have good meat, and that's what Good Ranchers is all about. Goodranchers.com is 100% American beef, chicken, and more, and you can support American farmers who support the American economy. Don't waste your money on cheap cuts or the overseas stuff. Come on, buy American, everybody. Get the good cuts your family deserves at goodranchers.com. They deliver your favorite meats right to your door and use the promo code CHARLIE, C-H-A-R-L-I-E, to save $20 off your purchase. That's goodranchers.com right now. Use the promo code CHARLIE. Save $20 for a limited time only. Goodranchers.com, promo code CHARLIE. Now, the socialist left, they are carrying water for Biden, but the base is really starting to see through it. They never wanted Joe Biden, but they were willing to settle for him if he was willing to work towards their radical goals, basically if he was willing to sell himself as some form of a Trojan horse. But President Trump perfectly called out Biden on the fact that he has, quote, lost the left. Play tape.
There's no manifesto, number
Please
one.
Please let him speak, Mr.
Number
President.
Two.
You just lost the left.
Number two.
You just lost the left.
Now, this was the president playing a form of 3D chess, where he was baiting Joe Biden into denouncing Bernie Sanders. He said, I beat Bernie Sanders by quite a lot. And Donald Trump said, barely. Let's actually play that tape where he does not even acknowledge the fact that Bernie Sanders endorsed him and basically led him to be able to become the candidate. Play tape.
Joe, you agreed with Bernie Sanders, who's far left, on the manifesto,
manifesto.
And that gives you socialized medicine.
Look, hey, I'm not going to listen to him. The fact of the matter is, I beat Bernie Sanders.
Not by much.
I beat him a whole hell of a lot. I'm here standing facing
Pocahontas
you all,
buddy. Pocahontas would have left well, 2 days early. You would have lost every primary.
All he knows how to do
Super
is
Super Tuesday. You got
look,
very lucky.
Here's the deal. I got very lucky. I'm going to get very lucky tonight as well.
President Trump exposed Joe Biden for being a pandering career politician, willing to take any position on the spectrum at the time. Joe Biden took his base for granted. This is a very risky thing to do. Very risky, because Barack Obama never took his base for granted, but Barack Obama did run as a center-right candidate. Barack Obama said we should be able to fire bad teachers. In fact, let's play tape of Barack Obama on how he felt about gay marriage when he was running for president. Play tape.
Define marriage.
I believe that marriage is the union between a man and a woman.
That's right. Barack Obama believed that marriage was one man, one woman. Yet Barack Obama was never trying to poke the eye of the Democrat base. Barack Obama won on the issues of political corruption and made promises he never fulfilled, where he said, there will be a website where you'll be able to vote on bills and instantaneously. None of that stuff actually materialized the way that it would. He said, we're going to clean out lobbyists and trial lawyers. None of that stuff at all came to fruition. Joe Biden thinks that they'll stick with him no matter what. This is so dangerous. This is the Mitt Romney for president political playbook. This is the Hillary Clinton for president political playbook. This is the John McCain for president political playbook. That you are given your base as a complete and total accepted notion. That it's as if you're going through a cafeteria line, and no matter what, the first thing they give you is cornbread, and then you can select your other stuff. That's not how this works. You have to earn every single piece of the political menu out there. That your base is not something you get no matter what. that you have to actually earn the support of your base. What President Trump really was able to prove in 2016 is your base can get bigger. Your base can be more enthusiastic and therefore be maximized beyond a preset kind of political given, to use geometric terms. See, Mitt Romney poked the eye of the Republican base. Republican voters vastly undervoted Mitt Romney. They will not undervote Donald Trump. If Donald Trump loses, it'll be because not of his base, it'll be because of center-right Republican voters that do not vote for him. Donald Trump has changed the party so much that Joe Biden is looking around the Democrat Party and he realizes that people that used to call themselves Democrats now call themselves Republicans. In fact, this actually goes to show what Joe Biden is doing should give a lot of you hope. Joe Biden is not running to the left. Now, why should that give you hope? It's because the country's actually a lot more center-right electorally and politically than a lot of the political pundits and prognosticators would ever tell you. That Joe Biden believes, and he might be right, he might be wrong, but there's definitely data to support this, that you cannot win the presidency without winning over decent center-right voters. By taking his base for granted, that is 42% of the Democrat Party that voted for Bernie Sanders in 2016. 42% of all Democrat primary voters. We're talking about well over 10 million people that voted for Bernie Sanders in 2016. And nearly 7.5 million people that voted for Bernie Sanders in 2020 in the primary. These are extraordinary numbers. Bernie Sanders won the state of California. But Joe Biden thinks they're going to show up for him no matter what. They're going to show up because they hate Donald Trump. It's a risky strategy. See if it works for you. And Trump is growing his base right now, too. Did you know that a Telemundo poll shows that 66% of those who watched the debate in Spanish think that Trump won? Interesting. This is one of the most times our nation has ever been divided. Probably absent the Civil War one or two other times. The undecideds are a smaller portion of the electorate than ever before. This is a base election. It's about turnout. It's about clear and convincing arguments to get people to show up. The fact that the presidential debate ratings were so low, and I quote from The Hill, the Democrat nominee Joe Biden and President Trump's debate was watched by 29 million viewers on broadcast. Some people disagree with this, but I'm just reading it as is, marking a 35% drop from the first 2016 debate between Trump and Hillary Clinton. And so I guarantee that the base watched the debate throughout. Swing voters tuned out. Now, look, the joint manifesto that Joe Biden released with Bernie Sanders is 110 pages of radical far-left policies, from a job-killing $2 trillion climate agenda to eliminating cash bail and dismantling border protections. As Sanders has boasted, Biden would be, quote, the most progressive president since FDR. And, quote, the goals of the task force were to move the Biden campaign into a more progressive direction as possible. I think we did that, Sanders told NPR, on the issue after issue, whether it was education, the economy, healthcare, climate, immigration, criminal justice. I think there was significant movement on the part of the Biden campaign. Also known as Biden went way to the left. Look, there's a serious problem out there. Our first responders and heroes, a lot of you listen to the show, a lot of them, you have relatives of first responders. You have to pay out of your pocket for gear for the job that you're doing. So, for example, if you're a police officer, or if your husband's a police officer, or EMS or medical worker, you have to deal with constrained budgets as it is. They're trying to defund the police, and you have to pay out of your pocket for the gear. Hunting for military or first responder discounts has usually been a total headache. My police officer friends, who are total heroes, they say they can't find the discounts they need. Big general retailers don't care about you and your sacrifices, just as long as you're just adding to the cart button, typical new age corporate America. That's what's amazing about GovX. You see, GovX works directly with brands to negotiate the best prices possible because you deserve the gear you need at the prices you've earned. Plus, you can trust that the gear you're ordering is 100% authentic, direct from the manufacturer. A huge collection of gear and apparel from popular brands, all in one convenient location. So right now, visit GovX.com. Use the promo code KIRK. If you've got a military or first responder background, visit GovX and sign up for our free for instant access to tons of deals and a community that honors your service. GovX.com, promo code Kirk. So now Joe Biden has to make a very calculated political decision. Is he going to continue to alienate his base and kind of give the wink and the nod and the thumbs up, hey, show up to me and we'll destroy America together, kiddo? Or is he going to try to reassert his base support at any point whatsoever? Joe Biden made zero overtures to his base throughout the debate, which means that he has very clear marching orders to not pander to the Democrat base and instead reassert his credentials for swing voters. Now look, Joe Biden is trying to be everything to everyone, which means he's risking alienating everyone who matters. And again, Biden's manifesto said climate change is a global emergency, which requires decarbonizing American industries and eliminating carbon dioxide emissions to net zero. And Joe Biden, by the way of his Unity Task Force, which is what they call the manifesto, is actually the Green New Deal on an exponent. It's actually Green New Deal larger than anything we could ever imagine. And now a good example is President Trump's answer on Roe versus Wade. He's already demonstrated he's the most pro-life president in American history. He spoke at the March for Life. There is no question of President Trump's stance on life. And yet the president did not take Joe Biden's bait to go after the issue of Roe versus Wade in the debate. Play tape.
Well, go ahead.
Let me finish. The point is that the president also is opposed to Roe v. Wade. That's on the ballot as well in the court. And so that's also at stake right now. And so the election is all
You don't know it's
begun.
On the ballot. Why is it in the ballot?
Because
why is it in the ballot? It's not in the ballot.
It's on the ballot in the court.
I don't think so.
In the court.
Well, there's nothing happening there.
Donald, would you
and
just
And you don't know her
me?
View on Roe v. Wade.
I don't know her view.
Now, this was a political trap. This is actually President Trump at his best at the debate, where Joe Biden tried to lay a Roe versus Wade trap when it came to Amy Coney Barrett. And Donald Trump said, well, how do you know where she stands? Not taking any of the political fodder that Joe Biden was trying to lay out in front of him, which would have resulted in the number one takeaway of the debate would not have been the Proud Boys, which is just a silly thing to be focusing on, not on his denial of the white supremacist question, which I'm going to deconstruct here in just one second. None of those things. Instead, it would have been on Donald Trump wants to get rid of Roe versus Wade. That actually might have had a very serious political consequence to motivate a hibernating Democrat political base. And throughout the debate, you saw Chris Wallace collude with Joe Biden to try to put Donald Trump on defense, especially on the issues of race. This was incredibly frustrating to see, especially as they were teaming up on Donald Trump. So first, I want to play the tape of Donald Trump denouncing white supremacy. Play the tape and listen carefully. Then we're going to look at the transcript. Play tape.
You have repeatedly criticized the vice president for not specifically calling out Antifa and other left-wing
That's
extremist
right.
groups. But are you willing tonight to condemn white supremacists and militia groups
Sure.
and to say that they need to stand down and not add to the violence in a number of these cities, as we saw in Kenosha and as we've seen in Portland?
Sure,
are you
I'm
prepared
willing
to specifically
do, that, but
do it?
Well, go ahead,
say,
sir.
I would say almost everything I see is from the left wing, not from the right wing.
So what are you? What
if
are you?
You look,
what are you saying?
I'm willing to do anything. I want to see
well,
peace.
Then do it, sir.
Say it.
Do you want to call him? What do you want to call them? Give me a name.
White supremacists and
would you like me to condemn?
White Proud supremacists Boys. And right
Proud Boys. Boys, stand back and stand by.
Did you hear that? Let me read it to you slowly because it was happening quickly. Chris Wallace, are you willing tonight to condemn white supremacists and militia groups? President Trump, sure. Chris Wallace, and to say that they need to stand down and not add to the violence in a number of these cities we saw in Kenosha and as we've seen in Portland? Sure, I'm prepared to do it, but I would say almost everything I see from the left wing, not from the right wing. I'm willing to do anything. I want peace. Chris Wallace, then do it, sir. Biden, do it. Say it. Trump, what do you call them? Give me a name. Wallace, white supremacists and right wing militias. Simultaneously, Joe Biden interjects, Proud Boys. Trump says, Proud Boys, stand back and stand by. But I'll tell you what, somebody's got to do something about Antifa and the left. And then President Trump followed up with that with a press conference outside of the White House where he said that he denounces all forms of white supremacy play tape.
I've always denounced any form of any of that you have to denounce. But I also, Joe Biden has to say something about Antifa. It's not a philosophy. These are people that hit people over the head with baseball bats. He's got to come out and he's got to be strong and he's got to condemn Antifa. And it's very important that he does it.
And yet Joe Biden was allowed to say that Antifa was nothing more than an idea? Play tape.
Antifa is an idea, not an organization.
Oh, you got it.
Not malicious.
Oh, really, Joe Biden? Wasn't an idea that just came and stormed Candace Owens and myself out of a breakfast restaurant in Philadelphia? Was it an idea that has been smashing windows and burning down businesses and killing Trump supporters in the streets? Has it been an idea that was tearing down statues in Washington, D.C.? Is that just an idea, Joe Biden? And that actually further alienates a lot of his base that might actually be Antifa members. You see, Joe Biden is rapidly realizing something, that if he does not capture the decent middle, he will lose this election. However, for every action in politics, there is an equal and opposite reaction. As Joe Biden goes and tries and wins the center-right conservative middle, he will lose two voters on the left. For every one voter that he might win in the middle, he will lose two on the left. How much bleed can he afford on the radical left while he adds in the center right? And the question is, not a lot. You betray your base, you lose in the modern era. That was not necessarily the case in the 1960s and 70s, where the base was solid, you could do straight ticket voting, people did not have social media, and people just kind of showed up, they did what they did, and they left. Now, if you do not motivate your people to show up and vote, and you have a 5% taper off effect, you very well could lose the election. And some people say this, well, what happens if he alienates the radicals in California, but he picks up moderates in the Midwest, Pennsylvania? Well, one of the key parts of Joe Biden's political strategy must include younger voters. It must include young revolutionaries. And I can tell you something. In Pennsylvania, they have their fair share of Bolsheviks. In Wisconsin, they have their fair share of Bernie Sanders revolutionaries. So while Joe Biden thinks that he can do nothing but win over center-right voters in Pennsylvania and in Wisconsin and Florida by wrongly pandering to them and being everyone to all people to everyone, I'm already reading on socialist Slack channels and on some of their websites that Joe Biden is bought and paid for by the corporate class and they will not show up and vote for him. There will be a serious tapering effect because of how Joe Biden is continually declaring war and poking the socialists in the eye. The new base of the Democrat Party, the base that we see that finances the enthusiasm and the energy. And so some people say, oh, he's just losing the radicals on the coasts. There's plenty of those in the middle part of the country, and Joe Biden is playing with dangerous political weaponry. Donald Trump would never denounce his base. He would never say one thing different to any other audience. And that's the final takeaway here that you should all be thankful for President Trump. President Trump has said the same thing in the primary election as he did in the general election, as he did as president, as he did against Joe Biden. He does not change. He does not move himself with the political winds. He is stable. He is a rock. He believes what he believes, and he is clear with conviction and with courage. Joe Biden has just started a Democrat civil war. Maybe it's time for us to fan those flames and see Democrats fight Democrats for a change, a long overdue civil war that one day will turn into, I believe, one of the greatest unraveling of a political party in American history. Email us your questions, everybody, freedom@charliekirk.com, freedom@charliekirk.com. Please get involved with Turning Point USA. Go to tpusa.com, tpusa.com. Get engaged, get involved. We play offense with a sense of urgency to win America's culture war at tpusa.com, tpusa.com. We are fighting on thousands of high school and college campuses across the country at tpusa.com. And please consider supporting us at charliekirk.com/support, charliekirk.com/support. God bless you. Thank you guys so much for listening. Talk to you soon. Thanks so much.